Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There we go. The microphone's on. I start talking and I'm like, I can kind of hear myself, but I can't really hear myself. So that means they probably can't hear me. All right. The microphone's on now. Hey, I can hear myself. You can hear me. I'm a little raspy. I was having a little bit of a coughing fit a few minutes ago and I'm sitting there thinking, oh man, I probably should have just stayed home. I probably should have just had somebody else come in and get behind the microphone today, but there's just too much going on. Yeah, I feel like that kid. I was kind of that kid in elementary school where it's like, you know, you should probably stay home. You're probably not feeling too good. I mean, luckily I have this studio where I'm the only one in here. Caden's got his studio next door running the show from in there, so I can be pretty sequestered in here. And I think all of our guests that are going to be joining us today will be over the phone anyway. So, but I'm like that kid in elementary school. It's like, yeah, I should probably stay home, but you can't because it's gym class day today. We've got gym today. Why would you stay home when you got gym? I mean, you stay home if you got, you know, maybe, you know, some boring class or a test you weren't necessarily prepared for. Okay, then you stay home. But not if it's gym class day. Well, today's kind of like gym class day. Man, it's an exciting day of so much stuff to talk about, so many things in the news. I'm gonna probably go a little guest heavy. We're going to have some time to take some phone calls as well, especially in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But I'm going to be a little more guest heavy just in case if I start to and can't stop coughing or something like that. But, man, what a day. You think we got a lot of snow here in Montana? The rest of the country is getting hammered with snow. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, even having a bit of a snow day today. A lot of the Democrats left town, and apparently everybody knew that if you left town, you weren't going to make it back in time for what is today? Ding, 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 January 6th. I mean, how sad is it these Democrats, they left town, and then because of the snowstorm hitting D.C., they're not going to make it back to town, and they're going to miss their annual January 6th celebrations. Well, I don't think it's much of a celebration this year anyway. The gig, whatever you want to call it, is up for them. The American people have finally seen through all that BS. So putting into their little January 6th celebration, or as John Jackson would joke, oh, sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party. From the Forrest Gump movie reference. But yeah, so we got the certification of the presidential election results later today. I did see, and I've confirmed that both Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District and Troy Downing from the Eastern District, they both stayed in D.C. this weekend instead of coming back home for the weekend because Speaker Johnson put out the word. He said, hey, look, don't leave town because you may not be able to make it back with the weather that's going on right now. So don't leave town so that you can make it back. So that you're here for the big vote to certify Trump's presidential election results. So they are staying in town. They both stayed in D.C. In fact, Congressman Zinke is going to join us later this morning, I think some point in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So we'll talk about the big vote today on Capitol Hill, the snow day, and much more. Man, let's see. Tommy Mallott wins the Walter Payton Award. Great audio. I listened to the award show, so we'll talk about that. The big national championship game today, Helena News and more.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some light snow and flurry activity around the area today, especially through the first half of the day. Inch or two possible in Bozeman, less than an inch for accumulations in the Billings area. High temperatures stay around 29 in Bozeman, 22 in Billings. For tonight, scattered light snow showers and accumulation staying less than an inch, with lows in the low to mid-teens expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. 78-year-old Democratic Ohio Representative Marcy Kaptur is an anomaly in Congress. Kaptur is the longest-serving woman in congressional history. She's a pro-life Democrat, and despite her seniority, and one might argue her gender, Kaptur has never gotten to chair or serve as the top Democrat on any House committee. But Kaptur's experience is similar to what New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ran into when she tried to become the the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi advocated for Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly over Ocasio-Cortez. And for years, Kaptur asserts that the powerful Pelosi blocked her ascension, too. Quote, I had to defeat Nancy Pelosi to do that on about five ballots, said Kaptur. Then I began to understand the way this organization called Congress functions. Kaptur says that most Democratic ranking members on committees are from the coasts and not from middle America. Kaptur won re-election in a state carried by President-elect Trump, but Kaptur was held to under 50% and prevailed by less than a point. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, whether you use Spotify for your podcasts or if you get it directly through the Montana Talks app, you get all 4 hours of the show on the Montana Talks app. Just click the on-demand button. Either way, Thursday's show in the 9 o'clock hour, we had Gary Marbit on with the Montana Shooting Sports Association. You know, they've had 71 victories at the Capitol in Helena when it comes to gun rights, but there is still more work to do. Very interesting legislative session preview with Gary. Check out the Montana Talks podcast, Spotify, or the Montana Talks app. Are you?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me see. I did see it looked like somebody was maybe trying to call in. I wonder. I didn't hear back from the National Weather Service office. I was going to see if they wanted to do a quick hit with us here this morning. But I think Caden's fixing the printer. He's getting the stack of stuff rolling for us here this morning. So it's one of those Mondays. Hopefully my voice smooths out a little bit here later this morning. I don't know. I kind of liked it on Friday. It sounded like I just enjoyed a good cigar at the cigar lounge. But today it's a little rough, so I apologize for that. Hopefully it'll smooth out here as the morning progresses. Because we got a lot to talk about here this morning. Big day, not just in Washington, D.C. We talked about the snow day. Here's the deal. Let me first talk about snow days in our nation's capital. So my wife and I both at different times had worked in the United States Senate for former Montana Senator Conrad Burns. And I'll tell you what. You could not show up for work the day after Monday Night Football, and we still did, of course. You would be forgiven for that. But if Washington, D.C. declares a snow day, and you, being from Montana, do not show up because of snow, I'll tell you what, old Ben, you would be in trouble. You would be in, because it's Montana. We don't have a snow day for a tiny little bit of snow in Washington, D.C. Anyway, so it's great to hear that both Congressman Zinke and Congressman Downing are staying on station with air support to certify the presidential election results for President Donald J. Trump here later today. That's the big news back in Washington, D.C., along with the House and the Republican-controlled Senate hitting the ground running. Senator Tim Sheehy sworn in Friday afternoon. I've got the photos if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint. So Senator Sheehy now sworn in. They're hitting the ground running. Even John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader out of South Dakota, said that he expects most, if not all, of President Trump's nominees to get quickly confirmed. In fact, he said that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense nominee, he believes has the votes to get confirmed. And I think part of the speculation there is that John Fetterman, the Democrat out of Pennsylvania, is even talking about supporting Pete Hegseth. And apparently Pete Hegseth has just been crushing it behind the scenes, as expected, right? Because Pete Hegseth is the real deal. He's one of us. He's a fellow Iraq, Afghanistan, who the moment he got back, he started fighting for his fellow veterans, not only fighting for veterans and VA reform. He started advocating, as still a young lieutenant, for better policy on the ground with how we were fighting the wars. He came back and said, whoa, we are doing this wrong. We got to fix this stuff, right? So I think he's really impressing folks who didn't really get a chance to know him before, and now they're getting a chance to know him. So that's the big story in Washington, D.C., of course, today. But back in Helena today, all of our state legislators, our state lawmakers will all be sworn in. At the state capitol in Helena. I really partly wish I could be there. It sounds like it's going to be a great ceremony. I think they're really trying to make it one heck of a production. So if you're one of our listeners in Helena, certainly I know we get a number of state legislators that join us here in the early morning hours in particular. A lot of them will be listening in on the Montana Talks app, you know, as they're getting ready for their day in the Capitol. It was so cool. I remember last legislative session, I didn't even realize how many of these state legislators were listening to this show, especially in the early morning hours of the show, because, you know, come 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, when we're, you know, statewide and we're on in Helena, you know, on in Helena, they're already in meetings. They're already in briefings. They're already, you know, they're already sequestered, shall we say. So they'll listen in the early morning hours of the show and see what people are talking about, see what the big top lines are. So that's pretty cool. So just know that when you message us on the Montana Talks app, when you call into the show, you're being heard not just by your fellow Montanans across the, you know, a big swath of the state, but your lawmakers are listening in. So especially when you talk about what's happening in the state capitol and in Helena. But yeah, you know, you think about it. It's like, think about it. If you're Senator Steve Daines, he's one of the biggest Montana State Bobcat fans out there. Tommy Mellott, touchdown Tommy, Butte, Montana zone. He just got the Walter Payton Award over the weekend. I listened to portions of the FCS National Award Show. Incredible remarks by Tommy Mellott. What an incredible young man. I'll tell you what, whether you're a Bobcat or a Grizzly, I think everybody is cheering for Tommy Mellott. What a remarkable young man. What a remarkable athlete. I've got the full audio of his remarks after being named the Walter Payton Award recipient. Plus, Coach Brent Vegan named the FCS Coach of the Year. I've got his full remarks. I'll save a lot of that for the 9 o'clock hour of this show for you here on Montana Talks. You know, I'll play a little bit of portions of both here in the early morning hours, though, for you early risers for sure. Anybody out there listening from Frisco, Texas, any of you that are on the ground in Frisco, Texas for the national championship game tonight, hey, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. It'd just be cool to know who's listening in down there as you gear up for the big game. In fact, it was kind of fun. The Black Butte Copper Mine got some good news last week, as I told you. So I reached out to Nancy with Nancy Schlepp. And to see if she'd want to join us on the show talking about the big news. She says, you know, I would love to join you, but I'm going to be in Frisco getting ready for the big game. So that's all right. That's all right. But think about it. You got Governor Gianforte. He's been a big Bobcat booster over the years. Senator Steve Daines. Well, Governor Gianforte is sequestered in Helena because he's having his inauguration today. He's getting sworn in today for his another 4-year term. Senator Steve Daines, he's got to be there to certify the vote for Trump. So, but he might still have time to make the big game. Who knows?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Medicaid is an almost 60-year-old program that has vaulted into limelight by decision of the Obama administration to include its expansion as part of the Affordable Care Act packages of changes to the insurance landscape. After a Supreme Court decision 2 years later, states like Montana were given the option whether to participate in extending eligibility to adults earning up to 138% of the poverty threshold. That extension expires here this year, and so it's natural to ask what's been accomplished. There's some success and some failure, to be sure. The rate of uninsured in Montana, like other states, has come down substantially, especially for children. National research indicates healthcare utilization has gone up. Financial security for low-income households has improved. Two problems that are harder to solve remain so. A Medicaid expansion has not affected some categories of expensive care, like emergency room visits. And healthcare outcomes have proved difficult to change as well. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
As the investigation continues into the terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's, which killed 14 people, so does the reaction. Incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, said a big part of the problem is...
We know there's people in this country who pose a national security threat.
On the same program, House Intelligence Committee Chair Republican Mike Turner of Ohio issued this warning about the people Homan referred to.
Terrorists affiliated with ISIS that intend to do Americans harm that are here in our country. We do not know where they are.
On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Senator Republican Bill Cassidy said the risk is part of the price for living in freedom.
wherever there's a street festival in a big city. There's a potential for something bad to happen.
He added, though, that New Orleans will be ready for next month's big event.
I feel comfortable that when the Super Bowl comes, it'll be an incredibly secure environment.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, as he prepares to move back into the White House, President-elect Donald Trump has nominated former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his Secretary of Agriculture, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley is cautiously optimistic about Rollins taking the reins of the USDA.
She's not a deep-seated producer in that sense, but she is sensitive. She has kids that show steers, which actually sounds pretty good. She can be sensitive for things. The traceability rule will actually affect her kids. But more importantly, we think she's, for lack of a better term, she's trainable. We can actually show her the right course and back it up with science and numbers and facts so that she can make good decisions and that she has good people underneath her to help make good decisions. We were limited in our access to Secretary Vilsack. This will be a refreshing and open book for us. We feel very positive about it at this point.
He also sees some positive things ahead for cattle producers in this second Trump administration.
Basically, everything is on the table. We're going to try to address everything. We're very optimistic because it took him a while to learn how to operate in D.C. the last time. Now he knows who the players are, and we also have a better feel for who he's going to have for appointees and cabinet picks, and we've already been working with them. We started working with their chief of staff quite a while ago, and so we're making sure we have a voice at the table on that.
Now, the new session of Congress began last Friday, January 3rd, and the new Senate Republican Majority Leader and South Dakota Senator John Thune says that getting Trump's cabinet secretaries confirmed is one of his priorities. Trump will be sworn in as president on January 20th. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Superior Livestock Auction welcomes you to Oklahoma City for the 2025 Bell Ringer Sale. Join us January 8th through the 10th at the Embassy Suites OKC downtown, held in conjunction with our Rep Awards celebration on the 10th. The Bell Ringer is a great opportunity to market your cattle to our nationwide buyer base. For more details, to consign or get a buyer's number, log on superiorlivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know everything from traffic jams to early morning meetings to pitching a product to a job well done. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Let's chat at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Well, Mexico's president says the country will rescind its import ban on genetically engineered corn, but still plans to codify curbs prohibiting domestic production of GE corn. That after a dispute resolution panel in December ruled that the import restrictions violate the U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreement. The three-person USMCA panel found that Mexico's ban on genetically modified corn imports for public health reasons is not rooted in science and represents a disguised effort to limit U.S. corn exports to the country. Mexico has 45 days from the ruling to bring its policies into compliance with its USMCA commitments before the U.S. can impose retaliatory tariffs. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, I hope my voice isn't too raspy for you here on this Monday morning. I sound like I've been yelling at a football game on TV or something too long all weekend longer. All right, I would try to do my Coach Green impersonation from Montana Tech back in the day, but I don't know if I can even do that right now. We're going to talk about Butte water and all sorts of crazy things. We got to get Coach Green back on the show one of these days, by the way. Man, that guy is a character. One of my favorite shows we did on the road, you know, as we take the show, we break out of the studio, do the show all over the place. We were at the M&M in Butte. Several years ago, probably 10 plus years ago now, when they got the M&M back up and running after, you know, it had been sitting idle for some time. And man, they were cooking breakfast right over. I think they even had steak and eggs. They were cooking over an open flame for breakfast. It was a fairly chilly morning that morning in Butte. And we had Coach Green and Pat Carney and all sorts of folks. God rest his soul. Pat Carney, of course, who was just a great guy to talk to about, you know, the Montana State Bobcat and University of Montana Grizz football. He wrote a book about the, you know, the big matchup and everything. But, yeah, it was such a fun show. It would be fun to recreate something like that. A little hard to recreate something like that. But real quick, speaking of steak, I'm going to talk Butte here in a second. Speaking of steak, our producer Caden just reached out to Chef Andrew Gruhl. Do you guys know Chef Andy Gruhl by chance? Apparently he's got some TV programs. Anyway, one of our listeners sent me a tweet that he had sent out. After talking with many farmers, since we just had the Farm and Ranch report here, I'll mention this. After talking with many farmers, specifically chicken and beef, the main hurdle for them is processing the meat. There are only a few facilities, and they are highly regulated, hence the reason there are only a few guys in the meat game. One thing that we can fix is to establish a lot more niche processors and drop the regulations that then can sell directly to consumers. This would circumvent the top-heavy supply chain. Even if there was a parallel supply chain for restaurants, we could fix a ton. Invest in meat. That's what Chef Andy Gruhl had to say, as he's got a beautiful cut of steak in the photo. It looks like with some good salt on top of it as well. But yeah. That reminds me, I started another book over the weekend. I heard about this one through the Federalist. What is it? Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind is the book. And this doctor in this book about diet, about how changing your diet can also improve your mental health, she refers to meat. So think about this from a beef standpoint. She calls meat...
Do you think...
The original superfood, meat, beef, steak, superfood, that's what it is. That's what it is. And yet look at how many times our government has discriminated against beef and beef producers. All right, let's talk more Butte America, touchdown Tommy Mellott, some highlights. If you go to my Twitter account, my X account, I think it should be fairly close to the top right now. Great video. First off, a great tweet from Tommy Mellott's mom. She shared a great tweet from the FCS Football National Awards, where her son Tommy Mellott, Butte, Montana, just received the Walter Payton Award over the weekend. And actually, she shared, even before that, I believe, there was a write-up. It's a big write-up. I haven't gotten a chance to read the whole thing yet. SkylineSportsMT.com has a story about the legend of Touchdown Tommy, Butte boy, leads Bobcats to unprecedented heights. Anyway, Tommy's mom said this, "I'm literally crying reading this beautiful poetic article. Thank you, Coulter, from the bottom of my heart. Monday's game is like a vision quest. These Bobcats are bigger than life and love each other wholeheartedly." Man, you can see it, too. I'll tell you what, when you see Tommy Mellott, another tweet I shared was from Dan Satter, who's the deputy for the Big Sky Conference. He said this. He says, "Ever wondered if a star athlete actually means it when, upon receiving an individual honor, says that it's really a team award? Have you ever thought, do his teammates feel that same way? If you watch," this is what Dan Satter says, and if you watch the video, you'll see it. "If you watch the video of Tommy Mellott getting back to his hotel as the rest of the team greets him after he received the Walter Payton Award, you will see it, that these guys truly are a team. These guys truly have love for each other here. Pretty cool. I think we've got the audio. I'll share with you here at some point before we wrap up this hour of the show. Speaking of the Montana State Bobcats playing for the national championship down in Frisco, Texas. You know, I threw it out a few minutes ago. I said, hey, is anybody listening to the show from Frisco? And here we go. Yeah, I'm trying to contain my excitement because this is so cool. We got one of these messages here. I said, hey, send us a message on the app. In my raspy voice, I got to try to tone it down a little bit here. But Randall and Cherie, I hope I pronounced her name right there. Randall and Cherie sent this message on the Montana Talks app. We are in Frisco for a Bobcat victory. There are plenty of Bobcat fans in town. Congrats to Tommy. Go Cats. I'm actually wearing a T-shirt right now. And I went to the University of Montana, but we're supporting the Montana boys today. So I've got my Millstone Cowboys T-shirt on here for the Greeby boys. If you saw that on our Montana Talks website last week, I picked up one of those T-shirts to show support for the Greeby boys, in particular the Millstone Cowboys, and their mom Janelle Weiss has served in the Montana National Guard for a number of years, and I'll tell you, she is one tough mother. If you've ever seen her working out at the gym. All right, lots to talk about. We got a guest joining us right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I've got some great audio. By the way, if you are down in Frisco or if you're back here in Montana, you know, the big game day, big things in the news today with the January 6th presidential election certification on Capitol Hill later today, back in Helena on our own Capitol Hill, all of our state officials being sworn in, I understand. Incoming Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court, fellow Iraq War veteran Corey Swanson, will be swearing in statewide office holders like Governor Greg Gianforte and all of the others. In fact, right on, John and Bozeman just messaged us. I feel happy for all my Republican friends who are being sworn in to make a better difference in our country. But also, hey, sad for them because they will miss finally a powder day in the Bozeman ski areas. Yeah, this snow is just remarkable, isn't it? I had some fun with my snow blower a little bit over the weekend. I finally, at one point, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just let this snow keep coming down for a little while, and then I'll go out there and get rid of it, because it's just like, otherwise I could have just kept going out every single hour. All right, let's see. I want to play the audio. You know, if you're in Frisco or you're back here in Montana, I've got several audio clips that I can share with you here. Coach Vegan's remarks after being named Coach of the Year. Tommy Mellott's audio after winning the Walter Payton Award. Plus, I've got the intro, you know, highlight reel as well that we can share with you. First, though, let's jump into it. Our first guest of the morning, as you can tell, I've got this raspy voice here. And so, but there's so much in the news to talk about here. But our first guest of the morning here, we've got Tanya Powers with Fox News Radio covering the Golden Globes. I miss all of these Hollywood award shows anymore. I just never watch any of them. But Tanya, thanks for being with us. Yeah, what were some of the highlights from the Golden Globes?
Well, I think some of the big takeaways from this were the host, Nikki Glaser. A lot of people are talking about her job last night. They say she did a pretty good job. I'm sure hosting an award ceremony is probably a very difficult thing. But she seems to be getting some good reviews on her hosting. I think a couple of the things that stood out is that Wicked won only the Box Office Achievements Award. It was nominated for four awards. Both Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande were in the actress and supporting actress categories and did not win. The musical movie itself was nominated as Best Musical or Comedy. And like I said, the only one that it actually took home was Box Office Achievement, beating out Deadpool and Wolverine, two absolutely huge movies at the end of last year. the individual awards that really got some attention. I know Demi Moore's win for female actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy got a lot of attention, mainly for her acceptance speech, in which she talks about how this is the first major, you know, acting award she's ever won. And if you look back in, at her career, I mean, tons of movies that, you know, most people have seen, especially if people of a certain age. She's been, you know, an actress for, what, four decades? You know, she talked about how early on in her career, a producer had told her that, you know, she was just going to be like, a, I think he called her a popcorn actress. You know, like a box office kind of, you know, person who could like sell movies that wasn't like a seriously critically acclaimed kind of actress. And she said that really stuck with her. She mentioned that. There was also a win for Best Director Brady Corbett, The Brutalist, is the movie he directed. That one actually was kind of a, had a big night. It had an impressive number of awards, seven Golden Globe awards. It also is getting a lot of Oscar buzz, but it won Best Motion Picture Drama. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for his role, and, of course, like I said, the Best Director for that one. Emilia Perez also was a big winner last night. You know, it took home, I think it got seven nominations. I'm sorry, 10 nominations, and it won multiple wins, Supporting Actress, Original Song, Film Not in the English Language, Best Comedy or Musical. I mean, and of course, then you also had TV winners. Hacks won for Best Television Series, Comedy or Musical. You had the Best Performance by a Female Actor was the actress from Shogun. Male actor in a drama was Shogun. Jeremy Allen White won for The Bear for male actor, TV musical, or comedy. So there was, you know, it's like I said, this is one of those award shows where you not only have the film stuff, but you also have TV things.
Yeah, I saw the one clip I did see because I was, for some reason, I just could not stop consuming news last night. I think it's because I slept in too much over the holidays. And so getting readjusted to my early morning wake-ups is not working well yet. But I saw that clip on X of Demi Moore's acceptance speech. And, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, as a kid who grew up in the 80s and 90s, I mean, she was in the movie Ghost. She was G.I. Jane. She's been in so many movies. Yeah. I couldn't believe she'd never won an award. And then to hear what that producer had told her, how she was, you know, some popcorn actress that was never going to win an award. And then to think, I didn't realize that she almost didn't receive that award last night. There, she could have lost that award to a man, a transgender, a man who identifies as a woman, was up for the same award. So she might have lost the Best Actress award to a man, but she didn't. Now, did I also read, was basically, normally at these Hollywood award shows, they just love to attack Donald J. Trump. Did they basically, you know, kind of ignore Trump and not attack Trump at the awards last night?
I didn't see a lot of political stuff. I know Nikki Glaser at one point during her hosting was talking about how, you know, being in the room with all these powerful people who could, you know, get anything done, basically, she said, except for, you know, telling the country who to vote for. That seems to be the only kind of aside that really stood out as far as, you know, commentary on that. You know, for the most part, I think you're right. I think they just ignored him.
Yeah, very interesting. All right. Well, Tanya Powers, thanks for joining us for the recap. Appreciate your time this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Lots to talk about here this morning. Yeah, I'll have to see. Let me see, actually, if I can play it right from my computer. Let me try this for you here. Demi Moore won the Golden Globe for Best Drama Actress. And think about that. She could have lost it to a dude. She's never gotten an award in her entire incredible career. She has never gotten an award like this. Now they're thinking she could actually get an Oscar, but she could have lost it to a dude. A lot of people were expecting the dude to get the award for Best Actress. Demi Moore finally wins her first major acting award, winning the Best Drama Actress Award for her role in The Substance. Let's see. I had the script up in front of me here. At Sunday's Golden Globes Award, accepting the prize, Moore says she never believed her work as an actress would ever be rewarded. Oh, okay, the audio's not coming up that loud here. That's what I get for trying to do it live there. I can go in and download it anyway. Full remarks on X as well. You can find it. But let's see, speaking of these Hollywood awards, did you guys hear about all of these? Well, you heard a little bit about it. All of these awards that Joe Biden was handing out. He gives a medal to Hillary Clinton. He gives a medal to George Soros. And then on top of that, there were some Hollywood celebrities. I mean, it was like Joe Biden. It's like here he is handing out medals to all of these crooks who helped prop him up over his 40 plus years in office and this corrupt administration that we've had over these past 4 years. And you know, George Soros and Hillary Clinton. But then he also had some Hollywood types there. It was like he wanted to have his own little version of the Golden Globes. Joe Concha weighed in on Fox and Friends First very early this morning. It's a must listen. Let me play about a minute of it here. Actually, no, I don't want to do it uninterrupted. I'll save it for right after the break. But earlier after the Ag Report, I was telling you guys about this book that caught my eye from The Federalist. Was right, you know, they all did a write-up about their favorite books from 2024 that they all read. And there's a book, Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind. And it referred to meat, beef, you know, other types of meat, as the original superfood. Now, that's no surprise to me that beef, Montana beef in particular, is considered like this superfood, right? Because we know how important it is that you get the ideal amount of protein in your body. Look, if you want to not only get healthy, but if you want to lose weight but maintain your muscle mass, you've got to get the ideal amount of protein. And so actually starting tomorrow, I'm going to do my annual tune-up with Billings Last Diet just to get ready to rock and roll, you know, take off whatever pounds I put on during the holidays or during a vacation, you name it. And Billings Last Diet, that's what they're all about. The Ideal Protein is the products they use. So I'm starting my tune-up tomorrow. I would encourage you to do the same. Or if you've never checked out Billings Last Diet, give them a call, 294-6751.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And I said this last night, legacy media, and I said journalism is dead in 2007 and 8. All these conglomerates, all these big newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, you name them, all of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them, you know, all these fake news, you know, channels together combined. They threw everything they had at this man to destroy him. And Donald Trump has defied every one of those critics. And he's still not only standing, he's standing triumphantly. I mean, it really is an incredible thing.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
It's been used as a store of value for thousands of years. It's known as a safe haven asset in times of uncertainty. It's breaking record after record this year, and many economists are predicting it could skyrocket even higher. Of course, I'm talking about the precious metal, gold. Right now, thousands of Americans are looking to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings. Even central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. Is it time you learn more about what precious metals can do for you? Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. Right now, the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, is offering a free gold and silver kit to arm you with the facts about how gold could potentially help safeguard your retirement. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy of the 2025 gold and silver kit free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies and some light snow and flurry activity around the area today, especially through the first half of the day. Inch or two possible in Bozeman, less than an inch for accumulations in the Billings area. High temperatures stay around 29 in Bozeman, 22 in Billings. For tonight, scattered light snow showers and accumulations staying less than an inch, with lows in the low to mid-teens expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, whether you use Spotify for your podcasts or if you get it directly through the Montana Talks app, you get all 4 hours of the show on the Montana Talks app. Just click the on-demand button. Either way, Thursday's show in the 9 o'clock hour, we had Gary Marbit on with the Montana Shooting Sports Association. You know, they've had 71 victories at the Capitol in Helena when it comes to gun rights, but there is still more work to do. Very interesting legislative session preview with...
63. That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Tim and Billings, stand by. I'm going to get to your call here real quickly. Scott Jennings on CNN, you know, speaking of the Joe Biden award show, you know, we need to come up with a name for it. If we had the Golden Globes in Hollywood, what were the what's the name for the Joe Biden award show? We'll come up with something. The Dunce Awards, who knows? Man, my goodness. But if you guys didn't hear, Scott Jennings on CNN was talking about how, oh, look at the uber ultra devout Catholic Joe Biden. You know how he always tries to pretend to be Mr. Uber ultra devout Catholic, the guy who is crazy on abortion, the guy who, you know, put peaceful pro-life protesters behind bars, the guy who spied on Catholic churches. Listen to the uber devout ultra Catholic Joe Biden respond to a question about if he still sees Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. This is the angry Joe Biden just goes over the top.
I think what he did was a genuine threat to democracy. I'm hopeful that we're beyond that. The only thing, my being the oldest president, I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole life. And I know them. I know how they think. Not a joke. What really hurts is when we talk about...
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, there you go. They had to bleep out his GD reference there from the uber ultra devout Catholic Joe Biden. Man, what a train wreck that guy is. Let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, what'd you think about the, not the Golden Globes, but the Biden award show? Tim, are you there? Can you hear me? Let's see. Okay, or did somebody else call in? Did we lose that caller on the line? We must have. Oh, hey, this is Randall and Cherie from Frisco, Texas. All right. Sorry about that. I thought we had Tim and Billings on the phone lines there. Hey, how you guys doing? How's Frisco?
We are doing awesome. It's exciting to be here.
That's great. Were you at the stadium yesterday? There were like thousands of Cats fans down there.
We were not. We were out having lunch.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? I think the Cats can pull it off. I think they're going to win it all this year.
Oh, I think they can do it. I've watched both teams play. I think we're the better team for sure.
Well, you guys destroyed South Dakota, and South Dakota beat North Dakota State, and then last year the Grizz beat the, you know, North Dakota State in the semifinals. So two different teams have proven these guys can be beat, and if any team can do it, it's this year's undefeated Bobcats, right?
That's right.
Tommy all the way. He can do it. He can bring them down.
Yeah, I can't wait to play some of the audio of his acceptance speech at the Walter Payton Awards. At the FCS Awards. What made you guys want to go all the way to Frisco?
The Bobcats. You know, this is year to do it.
Well, no, and where are you guys from?
From Bozeman.
From Bozeman, okay. Did you both go to MSU or just living in Bozeman and just been lifelong fans?
I have
both of us
went to Bozeman, MSU, years ago.
How would you summarize just the mood of other Cats fans that you're running into? Have you run into a bunch?
Oh, yeah.
our plane was half full of cat vans on the way down. It was pretty exciting. Everywhere we go in Frisco, every restaurant, there's cat vans. There's, you know, you see the blue and gold all over.
So the North Dakota State, they've been going down there for a number of years, so they usually have a big turnout. But do you think you might have a bigger turnout than North Dakota State this year?
We might.
Wow.
We've seen more Bobcat fans than we've seen North Dakota.
Wow. So, well, have fun down there. Thanks so much for messaging us. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for calling in. That was great to hear from you. Okay, a quick break here on the show. We're going to get back to business. Lots to talk about. A lot of good business news from a Montana standpoint coming up after this.
This is the Montana.
Hey, thank you guys for calling in. Have fun down there.
Medicaid is an almost 60-year-old program that has vaulted into limelight by decision of the Obama administration to include its expansion as part of the Affordable Care Act packages of changes to the insurance landscape. After a Supreme Court decision 2 years later, states like Montana were given the option whether to participate in extending eligibility to adults earning up to 138% of the poverty threshold. That extension expires here this year, and so it's natural to ask what's been accomplished. There's some success and some failure, to be sure. The rate of uninsured in Montana, like other states, has come down substantially, especially for children. National research indicates healthcare utilization has gone up. Financial security for low-income households has improved. Two problems that are harder to solve remain so. A Medicaid expansion has not affected some categories of expensive care, like emergency room visits. And healthcare outcomes have proved difficult to change as well. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.